may be the most famous speech in American history. In fact, it's the final line of that speech that is all most Americans can tell you about this founding father. However, there was much more to his life than mere words. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It was the speech that many Americans say lit the fire for freedom.
What we all remember him for, of course, is give me liberty or give me death. He was speaking at that time in the Virginia Convention, a meeting at St. John's Church in Richmond.
John Kukla is director of Red Hill, the former home of Patrick Henry. That famous speech was delivered on March 23, 1775.
The situation then was that this was just weeks before the shot heard round the world, weeks before the Battle of Lexington and Concord. The question at issue in the Virginia Convention was whether the Virginians should arm themselves for defense against the British or whether they should wait in the hope that the British might change their minds.
Henry's address offered a clear course of action. He urged his fellow citizens to shake the rule of the British throne.
Henry believed that it was time to arm the nation, and in that fabulous conclusion of his speech, he talks about how the next wind from the north will bring news of the clash of arms and so on, and of course, within a few weeks, that's confirmed by the news of the Battle of Lexington and Concord.
They were not mere words. Henry was ready to fight. Others, though, persuaded the great orator differently.
Initially, what he wanted to do, like so many, was to go fight for liberty, and he actually got himself appointed as a commander of the Virginia militia. George Washington, I think wisely, commented privately to a friend that he regretted that Henry belonged in the Senate, not on the field.
Henry went on to serve as Virginia's first governor. However, it's the famous conclusion of that speech, "Give me liberty or give me death," that still inspires Americans today. Traveling the Countryside in Brookneal, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.